A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of December, 2014. It was on this day, 1674, that the French priest, Father Jacques Marquette, built a log cabin on the shores of Lake Michigan in the spot that would eventually become the city of Chicago. He was well fitted for exploration. He spoke quite a few Native American languages, and members of the Illinois tribe told him about the trading river to the west, the Mississippi. He and the fur trader Louis Joliet explored the Mississippi from Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, down to the Arkansas River, then headed north, and at the mouth of the Illinois River, they took a shortcut back to Lake Michigan, arriving in the area that would eventually become Chicago, where they got snowed in on this day in 1674. Marquette died there the following year, and Louis Joliet made it back to Quebec and told everybody about what they had seen. The first edition of the Observer newspaper was published on this day, 1791. It's the oldest Sunday paper in the world, acquired about 20 years ago by The Guardian. It's the birthday of the poet Rainer Maria Rilke, born in Prague, 1875, made his career as a poet by seducing a series of rich, noble women who would support him while he wrote his books. One of them let him live for a while in her castle near Trieste, her castle Duino, where he wrote a cycle of 10 long poems that he called the Duino Elegies, about the difference between angels and people and the meaning of death, and his idea that human beings are put on earth in order to experience the beauty of the ordinary. It's the birthday of the historian and philosopher Thomas Carlyle, born in Scotland in 1795, set out to write a history of the French Revolution, spent months on it, then lent the manuscript to his friend John Stuart Mill, whose maid accidentally threw it into the fire. Carlyle began rewriting it immediately, and the book came out in 1837 and became one of his most respected works. In fact, Charles Dickens used it as a reference when he was writing A Tale of Two Cities 20 years later. It's the birthday of Cornell Woolrich, mystery writer, New York City, 1903, author of many novels that were turned into films noir, The Bride Wore Black, Night Has a Thousand Eyes, and his story It Had to Be Murder, which inspired Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. And it's the birthday of Samuel Butler, born near Bingham, England, 1835, author of the novel The Way of All Flesh, in which he satirized Victorian society and his own painful childhood so thoroughly he did not dare publish it during his lifetime. He died in 1902. The book came out in 1903. Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin, First Sight. Lambs that learn to walk in snow when their bleating clouds the air meet a vast unwelcome, know nothing but a sunless glare. Newly stumbling to and fro, all they find outside the fold is a wretched width of cold. As they wait beside the ewe, her fleeces wetly caked, their lies hidden round them, waiting to earth's immeasurable surprise. They could not grasp it if they knew what so soon will wake and grow utterly unlike the snow. Philip Larkin's poem First Sight from his collected poems, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.